High Northeastern Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. I am the Gloria Reverend Hicks, the Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, founder of God's Word Life Source Ministry. Thank you for listening to my podcast show. The scripture lesson is taken from the Old Testament book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I will be reading from the Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. God's word reads thusly. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse. And by you all the families of the earth shall be blessed themselves." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing, and most of all to the application of his holy word. Amen. Now we will listen to a song entitled, "Order My Steps in Your Word."
Order my
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to speak to you on the subject, God's call to a mission. I will endeavor to reflect on the lives of three people who experienced such a call from God. They are known biblically as Abram, whom God later named Abraham, Jonah, and Matthew. Have you ever thought about who is suitable to complete a mission for God? Or in your opinion, who is worthy of God's kingdom? Well, who among your friends and neighbors do you think are most likely to be receptive of the gospel? Would it be those who are devout, religious pillars of the community, in the church every time the church doors open for Sunday school, Bible study, Sunday morning worship, evening worship, religious movie nights, catechism, or other activities that calls one's attention to the means of grace? What about those who appear to be less devout, appearing downright ungodly, irreligious, and unacceptable to society? In taking a look at Abraham, we see that he had to leave his father's house, leave behind his old way of life, and by faith set out on his God-assigned mission. There were hindrances in his pathway. Was faced, no doubt, with peer pressures. Like, man, let's go do this. And, hey, guy, let's go do that. Immoralities and other kinds of sinful things. Faced with heathens and idol worshipers. Such difficulties could only be overcome by his faith in God. Abraham's mission was passed down to his son Isaac. The mission was passed down to Jacob. We can see that Abraham's mission became a generational endeavor. God gave Abraham the burden of being a blessing to the whole world. You see, Abraham was called to a mission. And now let's take a look at Jonah. Jonah, on the other hand, was called to go as a missionary to Nineveh to prophesy against the city because of their great wickedness. But he decided to try to get out of the presence of the Lord by going to Joppa and sailing to Tarshish. But God commanded the wind to rule the sea and caused a great turbulence of the water. The shipmates became afraid, and by process of elimination figured out that it was Jonah who had brought that evil upon them. Jonah confessed that he was trying to escape from the sight of the Lord, and that's why this catastrophe had come upon them. A professor was once faced with a student who constructed a self-assigned homework project. The next day, the student proudly presented the project to the professor and learned that the project that he so feverishly worked on the night before produced for him a failing grade because it was not the assignment that was given by the professor on the previous day. Back to Jonah. He was thrown overboard, found himself praying to God from the belly of a ginormous fish until he was thrown out and thrown up by the fish and found himself somewhere on dry land. A second time, God called Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach to the people about their wickedness. So Jonah went to Nineveh and preached to the people in accordance to the word of the Lord. The people repented and everyone turned from their wicked ways. God saw this and had mercy upon him and spared the city of Nineveh from his wrath. Now we'll take a look at Matthew. God's word states the following in Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus passed on from the house, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax table and said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. As he sat at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners. Matthew realized that Jesus did not see him as an unworthy candidate as a disciple, even though he was a despised tax collector. Therefore, God had mercy. God was merciful. So to honor his new master, Matthew organized a feast, held it at his own home, and we might speculate that he invited and permitted his ungodly friends to pull up a chair or a stool and mingle with the Lord and his disciples. We might speculate that there were other tax collectors, gamblers, card sharks, notorious thieves, and bandits. We can also speculate that there were long-haired, bob-haired, braided, and broided-haired ladies of the evening and other sinners as well attending the festivity. Matthew knew that he was violating some of the social customs of the day, but he had already learned a lesson that others were about to learn. Yes, even the Pharisees were there, most likely standing outside and peering inside, looking very pious, contemplating and mulling over their many questions. One of the Pharisees asked a disciple, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus replied, "It is the sick, not those who are well, who need the care of a physician. Sinners need to be called to repentance, not those who are righteous." Jesus did not see any mercy in this kind of thinking or questioning of the Pharisees. Jesus nor Matthew were condoning sin, but showing how to live in the world and not be a part of the world. You see, God can call anyone from anywhere at any time. Matthew received his call to a mission while living with his Abraham. Abraham received his call to a mission while living with his father. Jonah was living in a place, a specific place, in a specific time, not sure where. However, we do know that Matthew was at work when he received his call. God can call anyone from anywhere at any time. God should be the originator and the orchestrator of our missions. When we try to disobey God, we should be aware that there are certain dangers. We have to be aware there are toils and be aware there are snares. Our own Zion Methodism doctrinal heritage teaches us to make disciples of all persons throughout the earth. We see in Matthew that even Christ himself was on a mission of fulfilling God's word, which is sacred and true. We, you, me, and Christ are in this together. Will you be courageous enough to search the scriptures to learn how God sees you as an individual? Equally important, what is your burden to the world? Amen and amen. Now we will listen to a song entitled Every Praise to Our God by Hezekiah Walker.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. It's to our God. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.